Now, the Gardaí, they are investigating whether a murder in Dundalk was terror-related. An 18-year-old Egyptian was arrested after a Japanese man was stabbed to death and two Irishmen were injured in the town yesterday morning. Officers also believe the teenager may have travelled in from Northern Ireland across the border. Let me speak to Stephen Breen from the Irish Sun, the crime correspondent. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Stephen, the procedure here was this guy, or whoever did this, simply went round attacking people at random. The three victims weren't together.
No, not at all. I mean, this was 45 minutes of mayhem yesterday in Dundalk, and it started around 9 a.m. when a young Japanese man who'd only been in Ireland for a year was walking on his way to work. He was attacked from behind. He had headphones on, so wouldn't have heard or you know, known that someone was creeping up behind him. This was in the Avenue Road area of Dundalk, and he was stabbed in the back. The alarm was raised. Gardaí responded to that and found the young man lying in a pool of blood in Avenue Road, and then just at 9:32, another 999 call was made after another individual was stabbed in the Coes Road area of Dundalk, which isn't too far from the first incident. And then just 8 minutes later, after that second incident, a man was hit over the head with a wooden pole in the Seatown Place area. And a few minutes after the third incident there, a Garda was on patrol there, and he spotted this man acting erratically. He was armed with the wooden pole, and the Garda called for backup, and an 18-year-old man was then arrested. But unfortunately, the first individual who was attacked and stabbed in the back, he lost his life. But thankfully, the other two individuals who were targeted, their condition isn't life-threatening, so at least that's some good news.
Am I right in believing that this guy came in from Northern Ireland, had been spoken to by the guards, had been taken to an asylum centre in Dublin, but made his way back to Dundalk? This is the man they're interviewing.
Yes, this is an 18-year-old Egyptian national. It's a very early days in the investigation. Frank McCarty do believe that he was in the UK, and they're working closely with the UK authorities there. He did apply for asylum in the UK. He failed in that application, but he then travelled by ferry to Belfast, then came to Dublin from Belfast, made another application for asylum here in Dublin, and that was before New Year's Day. But on New Year's Day, he somehow made his way to Dundalk, and he was stopped in the street by two uniformed Gardaí, asked to produce his ID, his documents. He didn't have those. He had claimed that he'd made the application for asylum. He was then interviewed by the Garda National Immigration Bureau, who deal with this issue of asylum and residency here. So after that, he was then released after speaking to the Gardaí. That was on Monday, but in between Monday and yesterday's attacks, it's believed that he was staying at a location in Dundalk. He was perhaps squatting in a premises there. And that premises that was searched yesterday by the Gardaí, and some documents and some religious material was recovered as well. So they do know for definite that he wasn't on Dundalk on New Year's Day. So that's just on Monday before this incident happened yesterday.
How open-minded are the guards to the possibility of it being a lone wolf terrorist attack?
Well, that's a major line of inquiry, and the Gardaí, the chief superintendent there, Christy Mangan, confirmed that yesterday. I mean, here's an Egyptian man who had just arrived into the country here, and it's all the hallmarks of an Islamic terrorist attack there, where, you know, innocent people going about their daily business are targeted, and he didn't know the individuals who were targeted. Gardaí have confirmed that it was random, that it was unprovoked, and a major line of inquiry is that it's possibly linked to some kind of terrorist attack. And as part of their investigation, they'll have to work closely with the Egyptians, work closely with the UK authorities, and also the Gardaí's counter-terrorism international unit here, just to try and establish, was this guy on the radar? So they've a lot of work to do, and, you know, interviewing him as well, and hopefully when they do interview him, it can yield some light and yield some answers as to, you know, what happened here and what prompted him to engage in this crazy, crazy action.
They're also open to a line of investigation where he may have been mentally unstable and simply attacked people.
Yes, that's another possibility as well. But I think it's we can point out as well that yesterday he was deemed fit to be interviewed by Gardaí. So they did spend yesterday and the course of yesterday evening as well interviewing this individual. They have until later today to seek an extension to continue their investigation. So you have a lot of various units from within the Gardaí involved in the investigation of the counter-terrorism unit, the Garda National Immigration Bureau. So it's just about trying to get the full picture of when he came here, what he was involved in, and what his motivations are for being involved in something like this.
If he is found to be related in some way to a terrorist group or has been influenced by any of the high-profile terrorist organisations, it's going to put the spotlight very clearly on the whole border issue, isn't it?
Well, it is, Frank. I mean, the guards have always said all along, and the Department of Justice have raised this issue too, that there are concerns of the possibility, and they couldn't rule it out, of a lone wolf attack taking place in Ireland. Now, normally people would have suspected if there was to be a lone wolf attack, it would probably be in a high-profile place like Grafton Street in Dublin or Phoenix Park or Croke Park, some of the big events, and they are taking this threat very seriously. You know, they have an armed support unit there which has recently been enhanced, and they're trained to deal with incidents where firearms are involved. But here you have a border town here where you know, it can be easy for people to slip in to the north there via ferry coming from Scotland or getting into Belfast and just getting the train down or getting the bus down, where very often there are no checks and, you know, no IDs are requested or anything. So it is a concern. It's something that, you know, they will address, and the issue of cross-border policing as well. So if it happened in Dundalk, it could easily happen in Uri or anywhere else. So I spoke to the previous Justice Minister, Frances Fitzgerald, and she said no one was immune from this type of attack, but at the minute it is being investigated of the possibility of a terrorist attack of this nature that we've seen in Europe there. So it's just a question of trying to establish the full circumstances, and then I'm sure the Gardaí will confirm if it was, and then what precautions can be taken going forward to prevent this from happening.
Okay, Stephen, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
Stephen Breen, the Irish Sun's crime correspondent. Very worrying development.